Welcome to Short Take. Aaron Hilmer gave his debut in front of the camera in 2012 in the short film Cowboy and Indian. He attended the New Talent Acting School in Hamburg and started to make a name for himself with first roles in TV movies and cinema productions. In 2018, Aaron delivered a brilliant performance as the male lead in The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. Since then, things have gone from strength to strength. He played one of the lead roles in the multiple Oscar-winning anti-war drama All Quiet on the Western Front, can be seen in the TV series Das letzte Wort and Luden, and soon in season 3 of Slowborn. On top of that, Aaron has won several awards for his performances. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you possibly 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. Let's dive right in.
All right, let's go.
How would you describe your current mood in 3 words?
So I would say I'm excited, at the same time a bit restless and happy.
Okay, interesting combination.
Yeah.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
When I have to stay home because of whatever, I like to go for a walk at the port of Hamburg, at the Elbe, at the river. But if I have free time and I can change the country, I like to go backpacking. And yeah, I like to do it myself, and I like to go far away. Mm-hmm. And yeah, beginning of the year, I was in Peru, Bolivia, and Mexico.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, it was super interesting and intense, but it was good. It was good to understand that there is so much more than our Western world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Yeah. So every Sunday at 4 p.m., this guy, his name is Hamid Mossadegh, he's a luxury car salesman. Mm-hmm. And every Sunday, there's a new video on YouTube. And I love watching him, yeah, selling cars, super expensive cars. And I'm not even interested in cars, that sort of thing.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be actually as an actor. It can be anything.
So, as an actor, I would say it was All Quiet on the Western Front, because it was such an intense time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I met so many friends. So this whole group, we became so good friends, and we had such an intense time together. And also to move in those perfectly created sets was just crazy.
Yeah.
But I also love to shoot the series Luden, everything about it. So.
Two very, very different stories.
Yeah. Very different, yeah.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I would say that I feel safe, and that I never feel the need to explain myself so much. And all of my friends are very spontaneous, or at least the people who are living in Hamburg, so I can just walk outside without having an appointment. Mm-hmm. And then we just meet up. I just call like 2-3 friends, and whoever has time would meet. And that's what I love.
That sounds great. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is, I would say it's Serrano, the ham Serrano with melon.
Nice.
So yeah, a mix of salty and sweet. Mm. Yeah.
If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
So I think a lot about that, but it's difficult. But when I was a Now I come up with a random answer because honestly, if I would have to be serious about that, I couldn't give an answer right now.
Fair enough.
But as a child, I always dreamt about becoming a professional horseback rider because that was my hobby.
Yeah.
And once a year, there was this competition in Hamburg where my brother and me went, and together we dreamt of becoming, professional horseback jumper. Yeah, and but now I don't know.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would like to travel in time. Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to travel to the Middle Ages. Yeah, that's the thing. And I wanted to be a knight because I was so much in love with horses. Honestly, that was my thing back in the days.
You should have been at the Landshuter Hochzeit, actually. It's a historical play, and it's based on a real historical event in 1475, where a Polish princess was married off, let's be honest, to a Bavarian duke, well, the duke's son, obviously, you know, political reasons and stuff. And it's like a $2 million historical event that they put up every 4 years. And there's a historical tournament with horses and knights. And
like a stunt show?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And it's really great. I was at the, Generalprobe.
Uh-huh.
And that's always a lot of fun. And people are already in costume. And the horses obviously do whatever they want.
Yes.
So a lot of the stuff that they wanted to do didn't actually happen. But, it's still, you know, if you see them and they have all these historical costumes and it's all the heavy armory and the horses, you know, they have all these helmets on the horses as well. Mm-hmm. And, oh, God.
Nice. Sounds great. I have to go there.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member.
So I think it's already 7-8 years ago when I shot a movie. It's called Schrotten by Max Zähle. And two years later, after the premiere, they had a screening in the soccer stadium of St. Pauli, of my favorite football team. I went there with many friends. Mm-hmm. I think we were like 10 people. And then the stadium was completely empty and they had this massive screen. So that was really intense. It was amazing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was a good mix.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I would say it's The Goldfinch by Donna Tartt. It's a book my mother gave me. And honestly, I'm still reading it, but I'm still reading it since 2 years. And it's so funny because I always come back to that book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy to get back into the story. It's so nice to have the book with me all the time, you know? It's part of my life since 2 years in a way. And that never happened before. Because usually I get into a book and I read it fast and then I put it away. They will never read it again. And I will probably forget everything because that's always the thing. But this book is different.
It stays with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Yes, it's Aragorn.
Ah, okay.
I was crazy about him.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
So I think it's the third season of the series Slöborn by Christian Albert.
All right.
Because we just finished shooting in Poland and it was a good time and... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the last season also, so it's a showdown.
Okay. Now, which German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
There is a friend of mine. We went to acting school together when we were teenagers. when we were like 13 to 16 or something. And his name is Levin Liam.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always a musician and an actor at the same time. So he just finished his acting studies, his university. And now he's starting his career as a musician. And he's super successful and he's amazing. I love his music. And I also love him as an actor. And that's a good mix. And now he's having his own club tour shows in Germany. He's playing festivals and it's amazing to see him growing.
Yeah. Now we're getting a little bit personal.
All right.
What do you like most about yourself?
I would say that I like to take risks. Mm-hmm. I'm open for adventures, yeah. Any kind. I remember during the Corona lockdown, the first lockdown, I took my bicycle and I drove from Hamburg to the south of Germany, 800 kilometers.
Oh, my.
It was just a random thing I did and it was nice. And I like that I put myself into those kind of situations from time to time.
What do you dislike about yourself?
That I'm a control freak. And that sometimes doesn't fit together with my adventurous side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I find myself in a situation where my adventurous part had put me, and then my control freak part kicks in, mm-hmm. and is screaming and like, "What the fuck is going on? You need to take control again." I'm a control freak, but for example, I always walk two steps ahead of my friends or whoever I'm walking with. So, because I always want to lead, I want to know where to go, I want to be in control.
Yeah. Or you want to be prepared.
Yeah, maybe also.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I'll keep the short story short. So, a few months ago, someone tried to steal my Vespa.
Oh, God.
My cream white Vespa. And I loved my Vespa so much. And they didn't manage to take her with them. Mm-hmm. But they left her behind completely destroyed. So I went to the mechanic and I asked him, what can we do about it? And he said, there's no way to bring her back to life.
Oh, God.
So the next day I sold it to the uncle of a friend of mine for 50 euros. Mm-hmm. And the day after I received the video of my friend's uncle full speed on my Vespa enjoying my Vespa. So it took him a half day to fix my Vespa.
Oh, God. And,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it broke my heart.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, but now I want to go bigger and drive motorbike.
Okay, well, that's a choice.
Yeah.
Okay, which random thing makes you happy?
So I became an uncle 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yes. And it's definitely my niece.
Mm-hmm.
We live very close to each other, so I spend a lot of time with her and I see her almost every day. Always makes me happy to be with her.
Yeah.
She's so cute. And she is 2 years. It's such an amazing age because she starts to speak. She has her own mind. And she has also a kind of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so similar to my brother's humor. So, yeah, it's nice.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Live fast, die nice. I would say what my mom always told me is to trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me, but I try my best in something. And she never named it, but for me, I don't need to name it, just something.
And we're already at the last question, which might be a little bit tricky for you to answer. I don't know, or maybe not. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
I think it would be my dear friend Henning Flüßloh.
Okay.
Because I think he could transform into anything.
Mm-hmm.
Would be funny to see him being me.
Absolutely. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.